It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the biggest regional news stories of the week. The Michigan legislature has sent a Medicaid expansion bill to Governor Snyder for his signature, but they added a little hitch. Tell us about that, Jack.
Well, the hitch is that they didn't vote to give it immediate effect, and Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville refused to bring it up again for consideration. And this is a big deal because, first of all, most of the time they give bills that are passed immediate effect almost automatically. In this case, the vote was 20-18. Only 4 of the 18 no votes voted to do that. What it means is that people on Medicaid will have to wait till April to get coverage, the people who are newly eligible, that is. There's about 320,000 of them. They may have to pay a fine in the interim, and the state stands to lose, according to the Snyder administration, $630 million from the federal government. So a lot of people are sort of scratching their heads over this and wondering why these 14 senators felt it was more important to cast a vote out of spite than one that would make some difference.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the governor says some of the money the state will save by expanding Medicaid should be used for another problem in Michigan, roads. Where do you think this will go, Jack?
Well, the governor says that the estimates are that we may save eventually about $130, $150 million because of more people going on Medicaid, and he wants to put that toward the roads. The problem is that would only make a dent. The governor calculated, and experts agree, that what's needed is $1.2 billion a year for the next 10 years to bring the roads up to snuff. It's not clear how much savings we'd get from Medicaid, how fast the money would accrue, and what the legislature would do with it. So probably the governor's biggest defeat so far of his entire time in office has been his utter failure to get the legislature to do anything about the roads.
Congressman Kerry Bentivoglio will have a primary challenger for his seat. Tell us about who wants his job, please.
It's a gentleman named David Trott, who is a mortgage banker. I don't believe he's run for office before. He's likely to be favored by more conventional Republicans. Kerry Bentivoglio was sort of the Tea Party favorite who only became the nominee by accident after Thaddeus McCotter, the congressman who'd been there for about 10 years, didn't have enough signatures, qualifying signatures, to get back on the ballot. Some of the conventional Republicans are a bit unnerved. They think Congressman Bentivoglio is sort of way out there, but it's very hard to beat an incumbent congressman in a primary, especially somebody who's sort of from the right side of the spectrum. And Democrats are sort of two minds. On one hand, they are totally, not in sympathy with Mr. Bentivoglio's positions, but they might feel he's easier to beat in a general election. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Aren't you glad you live in Michigan, Jack?
Well, we never run out of news, Rena.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too.